With us this morning, we've got Dr. Jennifer Roback-Moore. She is a Stanford University Research Fellow, the old alma mater, so that's great news to hear. She's going down to have a debate, tomorrow about why marriage should be, you know, defined in the Minnesota Constitution between a man and a woman. Dr. Morris, thanks for joining us this morning. Let's just start with, why put it in the Constitution? Why do you feel like that's important?
Well, first of all, let me just correct you. I used to work at Stanford as a research fellow, but I'm not at Stanford anymore.
Oh!
Sorry. And I hate to say this, but my daughter goes to Berkeley. I hope
that's... No way! Oh, my gosh!
I know, you didn't realize you were bringing a traitor on the air here. But no, the reason we need a marriage to be in the Constitution of the different states is because there are so many legal maneuvers that are going on around the country to try to redefine marriage to be the union of any two persons rather than the union of a man and a woman. And so the people of Minnesota are trying to amend their constitution so that they can make it very clear where they stand on this issue. And if the people don't make it very clear where they stand on this issue, then courts or legislatures can come and try to redefine marriage and make it the union of any two persons and basically wipe gender out of the law, wipe gender out of family law altogether, which is where this ship usually ends up heading.
So essentially what Minnesota's trying to do is protect itself against what happened in California, correct?
Well, you know what? Absolutely. And you know what? Let me put it to you this way. I mean, I was a spokesman for the Prop 8 campaign in California. And basically, the people of California made it clear we want marriage to be the union of a man and a woman. And in California, we voted on it twice now at the constitutional level. And so what is the first at the legislative level, then at the constitutional level? And what's happening to us now is that the people are trying to overturn what Prop 8 did by saying there's a federal right to same-sex marriage. And if they do that, of course, there'll be same-sex marriage everywhere in the country, regardless of what people do. So it's very important that that the states make themselves as clear as they possibly can, that the people of the states make themselves as clear as they possibly can. Because I think it's going to be very surprising if the Supreme Court overturns 31 state marriage amendments and says, oh, yeah, there's a federal right to same-sex marriage. I don't think they're going to do that. And if Minnesota comes on board, that'll be 32 states that have in their constitution saying that marriage is between a man and a woman. And so I think it's very important that the people of Minnesota speak out on this subject.
Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morris with us talking about, obviously, marriage being defined between a man and a woman. Number to call in, 888-598-8464. Excuse me, 888-598-8464 with any questions or comments. So, you know, you talked about, I think they used the 14th Amendment to say, hey, everyone's got a right to have a marriage between whoever they want to have it between. But what about, where does DOMA come in this? The Defense of Marriage Act, where does that come into effect with this?
Well, the situation with DOMA was designed to make it possible for states to have their own rules, you know, so that DOMA is basically saying that if Minnesota has a marriage amendment, then nobody can come in from out of state and say, we've got a marriage that's valid in Iowa, and so therefore you have to honor it. DOMA was designed to allow the states to have their own rules. And so now, of course, the Obama administration is refusing to defend DOMA and basically making a federal issue out of marriage through that route, too. But I think it'd be a huge mistake for the people of the states to sit on the sidelines and sit with their hands folded, waiting to figure out, well, gee, maybe the Supreme Court is going to say we can't have what we want, you know, so we might as well not do anything about it. No, you need to speak up. This is your one and only chance to say what you think. This is your chance to stand up and be counted, to say that you think kids need a mom and a dad, and that you think the institution of marriage is important. And that we should stand up for it. This is your chance to do that. And if the Supreme Court does get a hold of it, you know, where will you be then? Where will be your avenue for expressing how you feel about this issue? That I think is the crucial thing for the people of Minnesota, that this is your chance to be heard on this subject.
If you just joined us, Dr. Jennifer Roback-Moore, she's going to be in a debate tomorrow down in the Minneapolis area, University of Minnesota Law School, from I think it's 12 to 1:30. So if you happen to be in that area,
right,
you can go down and check it out. But I want to play kind of devil's advocate here for a moment. So A lot of people say, hey, look, this is a civil rights issue. So what's the big deal? Can't you go out there and just fight for our civil rights?
Well, that's precisely the issue that's under discussion. Is there a civil right to marry whoever you want to marry? And the fact is, marriage has an essential public purpose, and the essential public purpose of marriage is to attach mothers and fathers to their children and to one another. Why? Because children need parents, and that's what marriage does. And as soon as you see that that's the purpose of marriage, or the essential and public purpose of marriage, then you go, well, wait a second. Same-sex couples are different than opposite-sex couples with respect to that purpose. Same-sex couples don't have children in the same way. And so therefore, it's perfectly okay to treat different things differently in the law, you know. So that's why the civil rights argument, in my opinion, completely fails. And secondly, if you are in a community with a large number of African Americans, as we are in California, you'll know that the vast majority of African Americans completely reject this analogy with the civil rights movement. Over in the state of Maryland, for example, they just had a big fight over the definition of marriage. The state legislature redefined marriage, and it was African-American pastors who were out in force objecting with all of their might to say this is not a civil rights issue. This is nothing like what we were dealing with, and they're hijacking our movement, and they're deeply, deeply offended by it.
Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, again, talking about the constitutional amendment to be put on the ballot in Minnesota to define marriage between a man and a woman. One of the questions I know a lot of people on the other side would ask you and say, how does redefining marriage or defining it this way specifically, and let's say that I'm a homosexual and I want to get married, how does me wanting to get married impact your marriage?
See, that question, the way the question is framed, is to take it in the most narrow possible way. And to say, well, my next door neighbor is not affecting me, so therefore it doesn't matter. But what you're missing is that they're changing the whole structure of marriage. When you redefine marriage, Chris, you end up redefining parenthood as a byproduct of it. And that's because children, there's a presumption that when you have a baby, that your other partner is the parent of the child. Well, if you're married to a man, of course that makes perfect sense. You know, your husband is considered presumed to be the father of all the children that you have. If you're married to a woman, it makes no sense at all. What you're doing is saying parenthood is no longer a biological reality that the state just recognizes. Parenthood is something that the state creates. And that, I think, is the darkest side of this whole movement to redefine marriage and to then redefine parenthood in its wake. That instead of parenthood being something that is obvious and natural and understandable to everyone, parenthood becomes something that is created by the state. Do you know in Canada, for example, when they redefined marriage up there, the term natural parent was removed from all of the laws and it was replaced with the term legal parent? Think about that a minute. There's no more natural parents in Canada. They're all legal parents. I think any freedom-loving person should be really worried about that.
I did not know that. That's the pause. I'm just shocked that that's going to be the language. Because one of the things we always talk about, Dr. Morris, on the show is, you know, win the language, win the war. And clearly that's what the progressives set out to do. So, again, Dr. Morris is going to be down at University of Minnesota having this debate. It will be on the ballot in Minnesota about defining marriage between a man and a woman. Dr. Morris, thanks so much for your time. I really, really appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Take care.